training regime. Well, poor Ollie is back in the hot seat. I have always balked at his diet, but in fairness, it is probably the typical lifestyle of a sedentary, overweight male in his late 30s. Too much junk and not enough exercise. I've always told myself that there is nothing I can do because I have enough on my plate dealing with our twins and my own healthy eating, without worrying about what Ollie is eating all day. And I always cook for me and Ollie in the evening, so I know he's getting at least one, but possibly only one, good meal each day. He often skips breakfast, and I know he eats rubbish all day at work. The empty McDonald's containers, Haribo packets and Twix wrappers littering the car are proof. Once, when we were staying at my parents' house, and he was on his way back there from court for supper, I saw him on the CCTV intercom on the doorstep, shoving a Big Mac down his gob. A modest starter, he later claimed in his defence. Anyway, Ollie was at his 20-year school reunion and found he couldn't get out of the group photo or Photoshop it afterwards. The result was heinous, or so he tells me. He was genuinely shocked and upset at how fat he was next to his contemporaries. He has refused to show me this photograph, but he was really disgusted by it, and he realised, in looking at it, how out of shape he had become, and particularly how much more out of shape he was than his old classmates. I questioned why this hadn't happened with any other photos, and then I realised he hates having his photo taken, and always avoids it by, of course, being the one on the other side of the lens. And he deletes immediately any shots I do take of him. The camera doesn't lie. Actually, it does, to the tune of an extra £9, I think. Whatever, it is desperately unforgiving and can, in an instant, shatter any illusions you may have about your frame. If you are fat, you will look fat in a photo. This awful photograph has become his catalyst, his reason, the grain of motivation upon which the grit doctor has pounced. His vanity got the better of him, and I am just the person to capitalise on his fear and turn it into something positive, to help rid him of some terrible eating habits forever. And how convenient that right now I am writing a book preaching the benefits of cutting out crap from your diet. He will be my proof, and hopefully your inspiration. Actually, there's a personal bonus too. How hot is he going to look with a six-pack? Finally, the arm candy husband I always dreamed of. Exercise. Photographic grit fest. Dig out your favourite photograph of yourself. Chances are it will be one where you were either at your thinnest or taken at such a flattering angle that you at least look thin. For those married women out there, seek out a wedding photograph. I'll hazard a guess, almost all of you lost weight for the big day. How successful was the diet that helped you achieve that skinny frame? Look at the photo and then at yourself in the mirror for the answer. You thought that miracle diet was the holy grail, but look at how badly it has let you down. Now dig out a photo of yourself that you are ashamed of, that you hate. If you have a habit of deleting all fat photos, then the time has come to get a special one taken. Let your other half in on the secret, or your best mate or flatmate. No special mirror poses, please, stomach tucked in, etc., numerous retakes or Instagram filters. This is supposed to make you squirm, so the grittier, the better. Grittify everything. Take a series from all angles and then keep the most horrible one. Look, this exercise is designed to motivate you into action, not depress you into suicide. So stop feeling sorry for yourself and look on the bright side. This photo is going to be your catalyst. If it worked for my stubborn husband, it can work for you too. This fat bitch is going to morph back into the very best version of herself, while abandoning the dieting merry-go-round and getting a healthy heart and fit, toned frame to boot, with bags of energy and resourcefulness she never knew she had. What's not to love? Stick the photo on your mirror or fridge as a gritty reminder of what you genuinely look like pre-slap and spanks, or for grit fiends, make it your